Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at receiving notifications that there's an issue and doing something about it. I have just arrived. It's a mess. Ice, sleet, 32 degrees, people sliding all over, some guy sliding backwards almost into a forest. It's a mess. So occasionally people are like, are you safe doing these videos? You should know that I'm safe at the moment, parked here. But also, in the meantime, knowing there's a mess and being out early, sending out messages, right? Sending out texts, hey, you should leave a little early, you should know this is going on, this highway is closed, those types of things. And that has me thinking about notifications. I'm going to tell you two stories about notifications, but the tip to you is have a way to receive them, especially if you're in the business of making products. Story number one, IoT, Internet of Things, the new future, or what have you. Talked to a guy at CodeMash who got a new IoT garage door opener with the phone app, and very quickly found that there was no HTTPS, and that it was very easy to get the creds and send in a message or API calls. I think it was REST API. So you send the REST API and you could open up the garage door, not using your phone, not using the app. His neighbor got one. He could open up his garage door of his neighbor. Nice. Very, very nice. So he reported it. He's like, hey, you should know. The roads are slick. You know, you should know. You have produced this product, and it is defective. It's not doing any TLS, not encrypting the messages. I can open up any garage door I want. That sat in a help desk queue for months. I think he said 4 or 5 months before he finally got to a developer who understood what he was saying and could implement a fix. Relatively simple fix, mind you. But it just never got to the guy who was making the product. And this is normal for IoT because IoT shops tend to be really small. So probably the help desk was like one guy, right? It's not a big company. But sat in the help desk queue, never got looked at. Number two, medical device, the more serious. A guy had a home medical device and, of course, looked at it. What's going on over the wire? What's up? And he found a injection vulnerability, right? He was able to inject some code through the web app on this medical device, his own personal medical device. He found it and he reported it. They're like, well, is it still doing medical stuff? And he's like, yeah, but I can stop it from doing medical stuff. Well, if you don't stop it from doing medical stuff, does it still do medical stuff? Well, yeah, I'm healthy, but the device is flawed. Well, I'd recommend not doing bad stuff to it so that you stay healthy. And they closed the ticket. He's like, no, no, no. And he opened up a new ticket. And this went on, again, for months. Pro tip about the medical side. There's a site by the FDA called MedWatch. If you do find something in your devices or whatnot, or for whatever reason are talking to someone with this, let them know about MedWatch. That's a way to report it to the FDA to help get some like top-down pressure on them. But in both these scenarios, it made me think, are you monitoring as a security team your help desk? What type of requests and concerns are coming in because you don't have any other way to do it, and it goes to your front line as a product developer and it never gets to your security team? So one, you should monitor your help desk, and two, better yet, better still, have a way that they can contact you. There's a security concern. What do? You contact this number, you contact this line. That's it for me. Do you have a story about where you found a flaw and it got stuck in help desk hell? Hit me up in comments or social media, and stay safe out there.